بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed that the primary objective and mission of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam was to show the people the path of guidance, righteousness, from the path of misguidance and disbelief, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as mubashirina wa mundirin. The Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam that were sent were primarily sent to issue, or rather to give glad tidings to the people, that if you will follow our teachings, you will believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will abide by His commands, then glad tidings to you of Jannah, of the pleasure of Allah. Wa mundirin, and issuers of warning, that if you do not believe, you do not follow what we have come to teach you, you do not accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your deity, you make shirk with Allah, then we are here to warn you that there is a punishment that awaits you in the hereafter. So this was the primary objective, the primary mission of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. And as we had mentioned, the Quraysh of Makkah would constantly demand and ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to provide different signs, different miracles. And time and again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam would say to them that, listen, I do not have the ability, I do not have the power to bring down these signs. This is from the side of Allah. What miracle He chooses to send, that is all I am able to display. Yet they would continue making these demands. So in today's verse now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded to negate three things. In other words, three different types of miracles that they would ask Him to perform and to display. One is that they would say to Him that, listen, if you claim to be the messenger of Allah and that you are chosen and selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why don't you open up our sustenance for us, make things easy for us, give us good health, send goodness and barakat in our direction. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that قُلْ, or rather Allah says to Nabi alayhi salam, قُلْ, say to them, لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ, that I do not say to you, I do not claim that I have the treasures of Allah with me. In other words, I never claim to be in control of the treasures of Allah, those things which Allah is able to provide, the sustenance, barakat, health, etc. I'm not claiming to be in charge and in control of this. Then together with this, they would say to Him that if you are the Nabi of Allah, you are the messenger of Allah, then why don't you predict what is going to happen in the future? Tell us what will happen in the future so that we are able to plan, strategize, we can save ourselves from any harm, from any difficulties that may await us in the future. So He says to them, وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ, nor do I know the unseen. In other words, what is going to happen and what is in the taqdeer of each person, this I do not claim to have knowledge of. Knowledge of the unseen is solely and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is alimul ghaib. So I am not one who knows the unseen. And thirdly, they would say that مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ, we find that they would taunt or mock at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and say that, what is the matter with this messenger that he eats food just like the rest of us, and he walks in the marketplace like the rest of us. In other words, he displays human qualities. So here Nabi alayhi salam negates the third thing. He says, وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ, nor do I say to you that I am an angel. I am not claiming to be an angel. I am not claiming to be divine. Rather, I am a human being just like you. But my duty is to give you glad tidings. If you follow me and you believe in Allah, then you will attain the gardens of Jannah. And I'm here to warn you that if you disbelieve, then you will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these three things, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam negates, that I do not have the treasures of Allah with me, I do not know the unseen, and I do not say that I am an angel. I am merely a human being just like you. And this, here Mufassirin explain, we find also in the books of Aqidah, that constantly this aspect has been emphasized, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam first and foremost is Abdullah. He is the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama explain, why is this mentioned? Because unlike the Nasara, when they exceeded the limits in praising their Nabi, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then we know what happened. They eventually raised Him to a level of divinity. They began worshipping Him. They began claiming that He has divine attributes and aspects attached to Him. So here we very clearly and very firmly negate any type of divinity from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He was not a knower of the unseen. He was not an angel. He was not in control of rizq, of sustenance. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions as well that innama ana qasim wallahu huwal mu'ti. I am merely a distributor. In other words, Allah is the one who gives. So I am not in control of what Allah chooses to give to you. Yes, Allah inspires me. Allah asks me to teach you and to tell you certain things. But I am just the distributor. I am not in control. I am not the one who sends sustenance to you. In attabi'u illa ma yuha ilay. Further, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I only follow that which has been revealed to me. Again, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to me, this is what I follow, this is what I do, and these are the teachings that I give to you. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرِ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, that can that person who is blind, and that person who has vision, who has sight, can they ever be equal? In other words, I am following some divine inspiration or divine revelation from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I am regarded as al-basir, one who has spiritual eyesight. And you are regarded as a'ma, as one who, although you may have physical eyesight, but spiritually you are blind. You do not have any guidance. You do not know what is the correct decision or what are the correct things to do, etc. So I am one who has vision, who has sight, and you are one who is blind. Can the two ever be equal? In other words, can my teachings ever be equated to your ideology, your belief, your idol worship, etc.? And here Mufassirin explain that in this verse there is so much of honor, so much of status for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we are following that Nabi who was basir, who had spiritual eyesight, spiritual vision, who was acting on divine orders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately we find, my dear brothers, that the very same ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, although we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings are effective, are in vogue, are beneficial till the end of time, yet we find, although we are basir, or we are following that Nabi who is basir, who has sight, who has vision, yet we still want to take guidance, take cue, take inspiration from those who have no guidance. Like a blind person and somebody who has sight, but he is asking the blind person to lead him. So as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as followers of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this yaqeen, this conviction has to be developed within us, that the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is basir. It is the most rightly guided, it is the most in vogue, in fashion, it is the most beneficial, and this will be till the day of Qiyamah. We mentioned before also, the mashayikh of the past would say that the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his teachings, etc., this is akmal, ajmal, ashal. Akmal, it is the most perfect. There are no deficiencies, no flaws, no weaknesses. It is ajmal, it is the most beautiful. It has attraction in itself, natural attraction. Sometimes a person feels, or we have that inferiority complex. Normally we give the example to the students in madrasa. A person is traveling, he's flying, perhaps he has a flight, and he's in the airport. Now he's wearing his kurta, he's got a beard, he's got sunnat libas, his pants are above the ankles. And perhaps while he is waiting for check-in, he's reading some Quran Sharif. And he sees all of the others around him, they are dressed smartly, and they are perhaps going on some business trip or whatever it is. And we have that inferiority complex. We feel as though we are out of place, that we do not fit in with these people. And then we become apologetic, that if I do not greet that female, then perhaps she may feel I'm rude, or I'm arrogant, or I'm not displaying akhlaq. But for us to understand that the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are perfect. And it is ajmal, most attractive. By following the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this will be attraction towards Islam in itself. We do not need to do anything else, or we do not need to appease the West and their practices, their culture. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings are ajmal. And the third they would say is ashal. It is the most simple, the most easy. A person doesn't have to spend a lot of money. He doesn't have to go to great lengths and effort to follow the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but it is practical. It is accessible for each and every person. أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah now says to end the verse, will you not take heed? Will you not ponder? Will you not think about this? So here also ulama explain, Allah has given us our minds, our intellect, for us to use this to ponder and to think, to reflect, that what is the direction of my life, how much is my life in conformity to the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, proportionately will be the level of my success and my value in the eyes of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.